So last time we discussed the difference between a Nida d'Oraisa and a Zava d'Oraisa, but for all intents and purposes going forward, when we refer to a Nida, we're going to be referring to our practical application of being machmir to treat every woman as both a Nida and a Zava l'chumra, post Hakanas Rabbi, post Reb Zeira. So when we talk about Nida, we're not necessarily using it in the precise d'Oraisa term, but as we use it, if you will, colloquially or practically, that the way we treat any woman as a Safek Nida, Safek Zava, with the Chumras of both. So, Min HaTorah, in order for a woman to be considered a Nida, there are three factors that need to be in place. Number one, the Mara that she seeds needs to be one of the Maras HaTmeos, one of the shades of Maros that would make a woman Tmea, and that we'll discuss a little bit down the road. Number two, the dam has to be minimakor. And number three, the dam has to come bahargasha. It has to come with a, we'll call it sensation for the moment. So as far as number two, the requirement that dam nidar, the dam tmeya has to come minimakor, the Rush in the 10th parak, Sivav, quotes the Torah's Kohanim, Tan Rabbanon v'isha ki siyazava, you might have thought that anywhere there's a flow, wherever the flow comes from, that would render a woman tamea. Tamalomar, the Higel saw es mikor dameha, limed aladamim she'en an element of mikor. So the Rosh quotes is Torah's calling him that the source for dam nida having to be min mikor is from this Xeris Akasiv, Higel saw es mikor dameha, that it has to be dam min hamakor. And that's quoted by the Shachir in the beginning of Simen Kuf Pei Gimel, the Shach Siv Katan Aleph. How many of you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you? Is it helpful for me to share the screen or not necessary?
I don't think it's necessary for Shulchan Aruch and okay, probably Gemara we all have.
You have a Gemara in front of you? Fine. Okay, good. So with the Shach Shasas and Sivkat and Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Isha Shayasa Da Mim Mekora, Midachsiv, Higal Sa Is Mekor Demeh, Lando Chazal, Shayna Tmei Ela Bidam, Haba Min HaMekor. If you look in the Gaon here in Sivkat and Aleph, he quotes another Drashas Chazal, similar Drashas Chazal from the Gemara Ad Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Okay, so that's point one. Point two, the Mishnah tells us on Daf Yudzayin Amud Beis, Mashal mashlu chachamim beisha. So Chazal described the anatomy of a woman using the following terminology: hacheder v'haprosdar v'halia. Literally, the room and the antechamber and the attic. Dam hacheder tameh, dam halia tahor, nimsa b'prosdar sveiko tameh l'fisha chaskaso minamakor. So dam in the cheder is definitely tameh. Dam that comes from the aliyah is definitely tahor, and if it's in the prosder, that is sveiko tameh, meaning we treat it as tameh misafek, because cheskosa, the presumption is that that dam in the prosder is ba min hamakor. So what are the references to cheder, aliyah, and prosder? Not necessarily totally muskam. Cheder is definitely the makor. I shared with you a diagram, which I believe is from Rabbi Tendler, Sefer and Hilchos Nida, which when Rav Schechter's Kollel learned Nida in the late 90s, I think Rav Schechter asked Rabbi Tendler to give a presentation about the biology of Nidas, and he gave out that that diagram. So loosely speaking, that I will pull up here for a minute if I can get it open easily. Okay. Okay, so again, not all of this is necessarily muskam, but for our purposes is definitely sufficient. The cheder, also known as the rechem, is the uterus. That's the makor. So dam that comes min harechem is definitely dam that is going to make a woman tmeya vadais. The prosder is the vaginal tract that the rechem opens into. So that's what the Gemara says, that if you find dam beprosder, that's tame because in practice it's tame. A sveiko tame because kaskasa baminu kor. The presumption is, absent a contrary indication, that the dam is coming out of the body as such, is starting in the rechem and coming out the prosder and then leaving. So if you see dam in the prosder, that is presumably from the rechem. And the last point, I think, is more debatable. But Rabbi Tanlu defines the aliyah as the bladder. But any area that is not clearly not uterine blood would be dam that is a tahor. So some of these details we will discuss as we move on in the year. But for our purposes, that's sufficient to work with for the moment. Okay. And then the Mishnah tells us in Daf Memem and Aleph that the kol hanashim mitamos the beis hachitzon, as long as the dam leaves the makor, even if it hasn't left the woman's body yet, that renders a woman tamei. So if a woman has a way of knowing, she may not know. If a woman has a way of knowing when that there is dam that left the makor, it hasn't left the body yet, but is ready in the beis hachitzon on the way out, then that would make a woman tamei as well. Medically, it doesn't sound from the doctors I've spoken to that there is any real research on the amount of time. This will be relevant for some things as we go on, but any real research on the amount of time that it takes, or the typical window of time it takes between when dam leaves the rechem and when it comes out of the body, the guess may be a few hours, but it may be longer in some situations. But as one of the physicians I spoke to about this told me once, it's not something that interests the scientific or medical world at all. So there wasn't, he was not aware of any research on this. Again, that'll be relevant to potentially issues in defining hargasha and when a woman needs to consider flatimea, as we'll discuss as we go on. Okay. What's the din? So if dam only renders a woman tamei if it's min makor, what's the din if a woman has a hysterectomy and the makor is removed, so she has no more uterus? So if you look in Simen Kuf Pei Ches If Gimel, which is not really our topic now, but there the din discussed in Shulchan Aruch is nekra harechem, that if the uterus is moved, is displaced, so then whether a woman is going to be tamei is dependent on whether the dam that she sees is dam chasichos or dam in a rechem. But that's talking about a situation where there is a rechem, it's just not placed properly, it's somehow dislodged, and then you have to figure out whether the dam that a woman sees is still uterine blood, even though it's from a dislodged uterus, or is it dam from some other source, which would not make her tamei. But if the rechem is totally removed through a procedure referred to as a hysterectomy, so then the consensus of a poskim is that a woman is not going to be tamei whatever dam she sees, because she has no dam min harechem. Chuvas har tzvi v'si pesach frank yaradeya simen kuf mem zayin. Yaradeya simen kuf mem zayin was asked this question. So he writes that if it is the case that a woman's makor was totally removed, so then whatever dam she sees is not dam in a makor, that's dam from shari varim. And Evan would agree that that woman would not be Tamea Nida. The potential complication, there's a tshuva in the Knei Bosa, Meir Brandsdorfer, Chelek Aleph Simon Sadiches, and a tshuva to the Shevet Alevi, was asked about a situation where a woman was already a Nida, so she was already holding by counting Shivan Akiyam, and then she had a hysterectomy. So now she has no merechem. But the problem is that she was still seeing dam continuously, which is not dam in a rechem, but even not dam in a rechem would potentially inhibit the ability to have shiva nekiyah. So he discusses there the possibility of bimekel to not require bedikos during shiva nekiyah, along the lines that we'll discuss when we get to that topic. That's not our issue now, but he has such a discussion. Chuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Kaf Hei, and Kuf Kaf Vav. The Minchas Yitzchak reflects his general skepticism, which we will note in different contexts during the year, about the reliability of doctors. So in the context of a woman who had a hysterectomy and yet seized on, he's skeptical as to whether the doctors have nemunas to say that the rechem is nekar legami. Maybe their representation is that it was total hysterectomy, but maybe part of the rechem is still there. And if part of the rechem is still there, then the woman would potentially still be tmeya nida. But even the Minchas Yitzchak acknowledges that if you could convince him that the rechem was indeed removed totally, then the woman would not be tmeya nida because there's no dam min harechem to speak of. Okay. The Minchas Yitzchak there quotes a letter from a doctor who claimed that if the rechem is totally removed, then there's no possibility of a woman seeing dam on a regular basis, on a regular interval that would imitate a normal vest. So the contention there was that if a woman sees dam at regular intervals through a regular vest, it must be dam in a rechem because there's no mitzias where a woman would be seeing dam at regular intervals if she didn't have a rechem. So that's the contention quoted there, one of those tshuvas of Minchas Yitzchak from a doctor. And therefore, he says if a woman does see dam on a regular basis, it must be an indication the rechem is still there, at least part of the rechem is still there. My friend, Rabbi Dr. David Shabtai, told me once that there is such a condition where a woman may have had her rechem totally removed and still see dam on a regular interval, which is called endometriosis. I can't give you any more information about that medically, but apparently there is such a condition, not necessarily common, but there is a possibility that a woman may see dam on a vest interval even without a rechem. Okay. The back to Shulchan Aruch here in the first line. We haven't gotten too far yet.
Rabbi, do you mind just repeating the Mara Malkum and the Minchas Yitzchak?
It's Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Kaf Hey, and Simen Kuf Kaf Vav. Okay. So back to the Mechaber. Isha Sheyatza Dam in Mekora, Bein Be'ones, Bein Be'ratzon Temeya. So a woman becomes a Nida if you have Dam in Mekor, whether the dam emerges be'ones o be'ratza. What does that mean, be'ones? The Gemara has on daf lamed vav amid beis haroa machmas ones tmeya. If a woman sees dam as a result of an ones, she is tmeya. The Rambam writes, the beginning of Perek Hei Yisrei Bia, Ha'isha mistama be'ones bein lenida bein leziva. So both dam nida and dam ziva can be created even be'ones. Teitzad. Kigon shekafsa mimakam l'makam. If a woman jumps in an abnormal way, that induces a re'iyas dam. Oh, ras behema ochayo of misaskim zamze. V'chamda v'ras dam. Or she has some kind of a dam chimud, which is caused by the arousal of viewing animals having relations. Bottom line, if she sees dam in a makor, that makes her tmeya. Okay, so dam chimud, and what this means for Shitas Rambam, dam chimud is for a later time. But kafsa is the example that the task quotes over here in Sifkat and Aleph. Ba'ones perish ayide kvita, ratzon perish kefiteva isha machmas atma. So ratzon doesn't mean that she's having kavana, that she should have a re'iyas dam, a reini muchan mezuman. It means the normal re'iyah is part of a normal cycle. So ratzon just is the opposite or the foil to ones, but ones means through some other kind of intervention, not part of the normal cycle. Okay. Then the Mechaber tells us about the requirement of Hargasha, which will be our focus for a while, the next couple of Chaburas. But before we come back to that, just look at the comment of the Ramah. Ein chiluk bein penuya l'nesua l'inyan isur nida. He called a balanida chayiv karets. That when it comes to the isur nida, there's no distinction between a married woman and a penuya. The chayiv karets for a nida applies equally whether a woman is married or not. So that the tzion here is to a tshuvas harivash. Tshuvas harivash simin tuf kaf hey. I think in the printed Ramah here, there's a typo. You probably have a fancier. My fancier Shulchan Aruch left in yeshiva, so I have the old version here. I think the correct tzion is simin tuf kaf hey. So that Shuvas HaRivash is more famous for another line. The Rivash is responding to the question, why is there no institution of Tevila for a Penuya? Wouldn't that help in avoiding some kind of Mishal? That if we institutionalize Penuyas going to the Mikvah, then should they be involved in relationships with any men, that would save them from a chi of karis. So why do we institutionalize going to the mikvah for penuyas? To that, the Rivash responded, the ein kan makom tema. Actually, this I think I can pull up on the screen. Second. Okay, so the Rivash writes, "Ein kamakom tema, sherei kevan shapenuya asura, kama shakasavnu adarabba. Im haisa tavela saya b'michshal, sheyumakilan b'isura, kevan shein asura elamidarabana." That on the contrary, if you institutionalize tefillah for penuyos, so then they're going to be more inclined to be mekel. Once you knock down, you eliminated the chiyuv karis. And now you have what he understands as an only nisr derabanan upon a bal penuya, itself a machlokas rishonim, but the Rivash assumes that it's only an nisr derabanan. So people are going to be more lax if it's only an nisr derabanan. And he quotes the Gemara that we discussed last time, the Tana Devei Eliyahu, Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, of the young Sovra Meir Rabbanan, who was machmir appropriately on Isure Nida Daraisa, but with Mekel Bimei Libuna, where the Isurim and the Harchakas are only Darabanan, so that he was more lax of that. So the Rivash says that if you're going to institutionalize Tvila for a Penuya and allow a situation where they're going to go to the Mikvah and avoid a Chiyuv Kares, you may encourage other violations, albeit now only Darabanan, Panuy Habala Panuya. So better not to give any imprimatur to a violation, even of an Issa Darabanan, even if your motivation would be to prevent Isure Daraisa. A little bit in Yani Diyoma, the Magen Avraham in Simen Tav Reish Vav, in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, Simen Tav Reish Vav, Sivkat and Ches, quotes of Minog that Besulos Panuyos would go to the mikvah on Erev Yom Kippur because of tshuva. So the Magen Avraham records that there was such a minog. And many achronim later than the Magen Avraham disagree with that and don't think that such a minog should be countenanced. I'm not aware of communities where that minog exists now. But if you look in Rav Avadya's Tara Sambayis, volume 1, page Lamed Hey, volume 1, page Lamed Hey, he quotes many achronim that express their surprise at what the Magen Avraham quotes as a minog, and disagree and are concerned about the potential michshal of allowing besulos, penuyos, to go to the mikvah, even Erev Yom Kippur, along the lines of that Shuvas HaRivash. Okay. So let's turn now to the Gemara in the beginning of Haroah Kasem. The Gemara begins at Daftin Zayin and Mebeis, Amr Shmuel, Badka Karka Olam, Vyashva Aleha Umatzadam Aleha Tahora. So if a woman checks a piece of earth ahead of time and she finds that there's no dam, And then she sits down on that piece of earth, a piece of karka, and she sees dominant. She is tahora. Shenemar bibsara achitargish bibsara. So in order for a woman to be tameya, she needs to have a hargasha. Then the Gemara has a series of kashas on Shmuel from situations where at first glance it sounds like there's no need for hargasha, and the Gemara rejects. They're talking about situations where there may have been a hargasha, but the hargasha could be masked or confused with other kinds of sensations. And then the Gemara at the very bottom asks two more kashas of situations where ostensibly a woman is tmeya mishum kesem, even though there's no hargasha. And the Gemara says, the bottom line, Amriv Yirmiyah midifti, moda shmuel shi tmeya midrabana. In that situation, even where there's no hargasha, Shmuel agrees that the woman is tmeya midrabana. Mina Torah, in order to be tmeya, you need to have hargasha. If you don't have hargasha, you still may be tmeya Mi derabana. Okay. And then the Gemara requests an answer of Ravashi, which we'll get to in one moment. So before we discuss what hargasha means and what the definition of hargasha is, we should first, as a hakdama, discuss what is the role of hargasha. If hargasha is required to make a woman a nida min haTorah, so is that a simen? Is that an indicator that the dam is a minimakor? There's no inherent value to hargasha per se. It's just hargasha is a way of identifying that the dam is a minimakor. Or is hargasha somehow an independent value, an independent siba that renders a woman tmeya minatora, even if that is divorced from ascertaining that the dam comes min hamakor? I mean, is it just a xeris akasa ba'alma that a woman needs to have hargasha to be tmeya, or is that simply a way of ascertaining that the dam is minimakor? Nafkamina, if a woman knows somehow that the dam is minimakor absent hargasha, is she still going to be tmeya minatoro, or is she only going to be tmeya midrabanan? If she's only tmeya midrabanan, then as we'll see, you have the right potentially to invoke the kulos of ksamim of anida derabanan. So this question is posed by the Maram Lublin in Simon Beis, as quoted in the Sidrei Tara, Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifkat, and Tzadi Gimel. So that Sidrei Tara is one of the very long Sidrei Taras that we made reference to last time. According to my count, it's 11 columns in the old printing of the Shulchan Aruch. I don't expect you to have read through it from start to finish, but there is a lot of important information in that Sidrei Tara. I confess, I definitely did not read through it all myself now, but we will reference some highlights in that Sidrei Tara. But this question that the Maram Lublin responded to, and there's a Tshuva Sarama that's quoted in the side of the Gemara here from the Marab in the Hagos Maram Brunschberg. But that question of the Maram Lublin and the Arichas that will touch on some of the details of the Sidrei Tara does appear to be a machlokes rishon. So in a situation where you know for sure that the dam is min ha-makor, but there's no hargasha, so the Chiddush Ramban writes, Nun beis amid beis dibra maskel mahu, Nun beis amid beis dibra maskel mahu. The Ramban writes, Daksamim dirabanan heim, v'afilu biyadua shemi gufa chazai dvar Torah tahora. Daksamim dirabanan. And even if you know for sure that the dam comes migufa, minatora, she is tahora, as long as there's no hargasha. Okay, that's the Ramban and Beis Amid Beis, Yibra Maskal Mahu. And the Ramban basically says the same thing in his halachos, Perik Dal Halacha Aleph, Eina Isha Mistama Minatora, Ad Shetargish Besha Shadam Yosef Bibsara. In order for women to be Tamei Minatora, she needs to have an active hargasha. She needs to have that sensation that the dam is yotze mibisara. So it sounds like even if you know for sure that the dam is min hamakor, but absent the hargasha, she'd only be tameya midirabban. Okay, that's the Ramban. That's the Rashban Osugi as well, the beginning of Haruah Kasem. And that is a mashmos of the Rambam as well. The Rambam, the beginning of Paretes, Isui Bia. Ein ha'isha mistama minatora v'nida o b'ziva ad shetargish v'tiradam v'yetze b'bisara. In order for a woman to be tamei minatora, she has to have hargasha and sidam that is v'tiradam v'yetze b'bisara. So that line of Yetze Bibisara requires a little more analysis, because we noted a little while ago that even if it's not Yetze Bibisara, a woman is going to be Tamei as long as it leaves the Makor. So that should be noted. But for our purposes, the Rambam says Achitargish Vitiradam. It sounds like Hargasha is absolutely necessary for a woman to be Tameya Minotora, Nida Minotora, even if you know that the Dam comes Min Hamakor. So according to these Rishonim, and there are others at the fin of this camp as well, according to these Rishonim, there seems to be some kind of Xeris HaKasov, that in order for a woman to be Nida Minotora, she has to have Hargasha. And that is the bottom line of this Tshuvas Maram Lublin, which was a Tshuva written to the Shalah, that the need for Hargasha is Migzeres HaKasav. He quotes the Rambam that we just quoted, and that is the bottom line of the Maram Lublin. Now, why should that be? We may come back to this a little bit later, but the Sidrei Torah, the Sidrei Torah also has Chidush HaMal Seder HaGemara, which is called the Chidud Halacha. So the Sidrei Torah in his Chidud Halacha here in the beginning of Haruah Kasem writes that absent the Hargasha, at least within this explanation, absent the Hargasha, that's not considered to be Derech Re'iyah Bekach. That the normal way of Re'iyah is Behargasha. And if you see Dam, even if it's been a Makor, but there's no Hargasha, so that is not the normal need experience, and therefore the woman is not, at least that's what the Xeris HaKasav tells you, that the woman is not going to be Tmeya Min HaTorah. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkata Mem Zayin writes that there's no Rishon. Not a single Rishon disagrees with this approach. No Rishon would say that a woman could be Tmeya Min HaTorah without Hargasha, even if she knows that the Dam is Min HaMakor. So the Aruch HaShulchan says this, Lafuke the Sidrei Torah. The Sidrei Torah has, as we'll see in a couple of moments, the opposite Mahalach. The Aruch HaShulchan very boldly says that there's no such Rishon that argues that would allow for Nida Min HaTorah without a Hargasha. But there are Rishonim that hadn't been printed in the time of the Aruch HaShulchan that do seem to say this. The Tosas Arid over here in the beginning of Haruah Kasem. Tosarid does seem to say that if you have Dam in a Makor, even absent Hargasha, but you're able to establish that it really is Min a Makor, then she is going to be Tameya Min HaTorah. The Lashon of the Tosas Rid, let's pull it up here. Amr Shmuel, Badka Bekarka Olam V'yashva Alav U'matza Dam Tahor Shenemar Bibisara Achetargish Bibisara Perish Dafka Im Hergisha V'yada Sheyatza Dam Bibisara Asitmeya Aval Im Lo Hergisha Sheyatza Mibisara. If she did not have Hargasha that it came out of her body, Kigon Zesh Animsa Dam Bekarka, like this case where she's sitting on the ground and she sees Dam afterwards on the ground. Tahorahi. The Omar lo bad kayafa. because we can say that she didn't check the karka properly before, even though ostensibly she had checked to see if there's any dam before she sat down. Ubekarka have a high dam ikara, and you can be tola, excuse me, that the dam was really the karka to begin with. 1 second, Avrami. Okay. Yeah, Avrami.
Is this discussion the same? Is there a parallel discussion, or is it the same discussion as by Zaba, this requirement of Hargasha? And then Nafkaminas would be in terms of us who are, if we're Machmir on both ends, for because we assume the Safik needs the Safik Zaba, so then how does that get impacted, or how does it impact that?
So it's all the same. Lashon HaRambam that we just read is Eina Isha Mistama Minatora Benida Obeziva. Chitarkish.
I was saying for the Ramban and stuff. I noted the Rambam and stuff also, but yeah.
I'm not aware of anyone that argues. I think the
and also with that, meaning that theoretically could have been an afkamina between the Rambam and the Ramban. Meaning for the Rambam, of course, it would be that way because the Rambam assumes that there's no real I think in terms of his cycle of Nida Zaba, so it's mm-hmm. the same, meaning it's just a question of at what point in time are you having this dam flow? So perhaps for him, of course, like the requirement of Hargasha would be the same, regardless of whether or not it's Nidus or Zivus, but maybe for the Ramban, which is why I was asking the question, who assumes that it's not per se a cycle thing, it's a question of just holy versus a healthy woman, mm-hmm. so then potentially, you can say that even without a Hargasha, Dam without a Hargasha would also be maybe Zivus. I don't know that's what I'm asking, if he says it, but it's also referring to Zivus or not.
I'm not aware of anyone that would distinguish between Nid and Zav as far as the requirement of Hargasha.
Okay.
Just the Sidre Tara, just to your point, Avrami, let me just check one thing. Let me check one more thing, 1 second. Okay. I believe that's the case. That I'm not aware of any reason to distinguish between Nid and Zaba. Okay, be that as it may, so the Tosus Rid again seems to indicate that if you were to establish that the dam is really minimakor, even without Hargasha, then a woman could be tameim in a Torah. And the only reason that's not the case in the example of Karka Olam is because maybe she didn't check properly. And maybe the dam really was on the karka before she sat down, and it wasn't dam min hamakor. But if she knew for sure that it's dam min hamakor, then she'd be tameya even without hargasha. Similarly, chuvas marach or zarua simon kuf yudbeis writes that the kama in yanim shafilim ena margeshes nasis nida vadas. There are situations where a woman could be a nida vadas even without hargasha. Klomer shematza dam bibsara afilam ena margeshes bitsiyasa. That if a woman sees dam bibsara even without hargasha, she's going to be a nida vadais. Okay, so two rishon of the Aruch HaShulchan didn't have access to that do seem to indicate pretty clearly that a woman could be a nida daraisa even without hargasha. The Sidrei Tara thinks that this is the position of Rashi. Again, Sidrei Tara is a Sifkatan Kuf Sifkatan Sadi Gimel in the end of Simon Kuf Sadi Sifkatan Sadi Gimel. So he thinks this is the position of Rashi. But number one, he quotes a Rashi on Nun Beis Amud Beis Dibur Maskel Mahu Detema. Rashi, there is a line. The context isn't necessary for the moment. Mevia korban ve'eno nechal, the shem alav migufa have. That there, this is a situation of bringing a korban al hasafek, and the reason for the safek is shem alav migufahu. Mashma that if it was vaday migufa, then she'd be tameyam in a Torah, even if there's no hargasha. And the Sidrei Tara is more debatable. Rashi is the Rashi in the end of our sukkah. So we paused before, after Rav Yirmiya, before Rav Ashi. So let's just jump back into the Gemara over there, because the Gemara was challenging the Maimra of Shmuel that you require Hargasha from a number of sources. So at the bottom of the Zion Mabez, Gemara had asked, we'll just look at the final kasha, the Otanan, Haroa Kesem al Basara Kenege Beis HaTorfa Timea, the Afagav de Lurgisha. So the Mishnah says that if you see a Kesem opposite Osamakob, she's going to be Timea. It sounds like even without Hargasha. So Rav Yirmiya answered, "Modesh Shmuel Shitmei Midrabanan." Yeah, that's only the Midrabanan. In a Chanami, to be Tameya in a Torah, you need to have Argasha. But even without Argasha, you'll still be Tameya Midrabanan. And then Rav Ashi says the following: Rav Ashi Amar Shmuel Hu Da'amar Kirin Nechemya. No, Shmuel holds like Rav Nechemya. Ditnan Rav Nechemya Omer. So anything that's not Mekabel Tumma, and Karka Olam is not Mekabel Tumma, is not going to be Mekabel Ksamim. So the reason that the woman is going to be Tahora, if she's Badka Karka Olam, insists on it, is because it's Eina Mekabel Tumma. Says Rashi, Rav Ashi Amar, Time of the Shmuel, the Amr Le'el, Badka Karka Olam, Lav Bishim Hargasha, nothing to do with Hargasha, Alek Reb Nechemya. The reason that she is Tahor in this case is because of Reb Nechemya Sfirlei, the Amar, Lo Iskiru Chachamim Gzeiras Kesem, El Al Dabra HaMikabal Tuma. That Chazal only established Samim for something in Mikabal Tuma. Hilkach kol hanach tiyufta lav kusha ninu. And therefore, the above mentioned kashas are not kashas. De Shmuel lo ayri bahargasha klal. The Shmuel is not talking about hargasha whatsoever. So the Sidrei Torah understands this line in Rashi literally, Shmuel Oiri Bahargasha Klal, that this is a total chazara over what we quoted Shmuel was saying earlier. And Shmuel earlier said, Bimsara Achitagish, Bimsara, you need Hargasha. And now Ravashi is saying, not true. That wasn't what Shmuel meant. There's no requirement of Hargasha to be a Nida Daraisa. And all that's really relevant here is whether you find the Kesem on a Dover HaMekabel Tumah or not. That's what Rashi means. Literally, Shmuel lo Ayri b'hargasha klal. So according to the Sidrei Torah's read of Rashi, Rav Ashi explains within Shmuel that min haTorah, bottom line, a woman's going to be Tameya even without Hargasha, if you know that the dam is ba migufa. And that's the major machlokas Rav Ashi of Yirmiyah here. If Yirmiyah says that Shmuel requires Hargasha to be Anida Daraisa, and if you don't have Hargasha, she's only Anida Darabanan. And Rav Ashi says that you could be Anida Daraisa according to Shmuel even without Hargasha. And when Rashi writes that Hilka Kolhanach Tiyufta Lav Kushaninu, that the above kashas are not kashas, so that goes back to the entire Shakavataria on Nun Zayin Amud Beis. That, for example, the first kasha of the Gemara says, Toshma, Aisha Shi Oset Racha Varasadap. So woman is matul meraglayim and she sees dam. Remeir omer imam adistmeyim yishavas Torah. So Remeir distinguishes between her positioning. Say chidami. Ida argasha, if there's hargasha, yoshavas amai Torah. If there's hargasha, she should be tmei regardless. Elalav de lo argasha. So must be there's no argasha. I have there's no argasha. So how is she tmei if she's a medas? No, maybe there was Hargasha, but it was Hargasha that could be confused with a Hargashas Meraglayim. So the Gemara's Dechiyah is that no, fundamentally Shmuel requires Hargasha to make a woman Tameya Min HaTorah, but there could be situations where you could be confused whether there was an authentic Hargasha. So the Sidrei Torah understands that Rashi says, that's going back on all the kashas, back to the tashmas in the middle of Nimzayim and Beis, that you don't have to give any of these terutzim anymore, because according to Shmuel, as long as it's dam and a makor, you don't need hargasha whatsoever. And the Sidrei Torah thinks this is also Rashi and Samach Beis Amud Beis. Rashi Samach Beis Amud Beis Dibra Maskel Amar. Rashi, there is a line, Midaraisa Achatira Bibisara. Not Achatargish, but Achatira. Because the original formulation of Shmuel is rejected by Ravashi, and we pass like a Ravashi. So it's not Achatargish Bibisara, it's really Achatira Bibisara. And if you know that the Dam is in the core, then you don't need Hargasha anymore. Okay. Now, Tosfos did not understand Rashi this way. Tosfos did not understand Ravashi this way. Look in Tosfos, Moda Shmuel. The Tosfos writes, Ravashi nami Moda de le Shmuel hecha de lo hergisha tahor min haTorah. Ravashi isn't totally changing our understanding of Shmuel. Ravashi agrees that according to Shmuel, where there's no hargasha, she's tahara min haTorah. Hutmei midrabanan. Al asu lefrushe d'chinimsa karka tahara afil midrabanan. All Rav Ashi is coming to say is that in the situation of karka olam, she's going to be tahara even midrabanan, because you have kulas ksamim, so if it's on a davashayna makabal tumah, she's going to be tahara in practice even midrabanan. But no one disputes, says Tosfos, that Shmuel stands by a statement that in order to be a nida d'araisa, you need Hargasha. And And this is what's potentially problematic with the Sidre Taris reading of Rashi. So it may fit a little more smoothly in Shmuel O'Iri Bargasha Klal, but this means that there is a total rejection of what ostensibly is Xeris Akasiv that Shmuel quotes earlier, and changing an entire Amud Gemara's understanding of Shmuel. And that's part of what later Achronim raise as a problem with the Sidre Taris reading of Rashi. Let's just read together what the Chachmas Adam writes in the Binas Adam in Simon Zion of Tess. And the Aruch HaShulchan raises similar objections in the Aruch HaShulchan's analysis of this position as well. Let's just read a few lines of the Binas Adam together. Okay. Umashakasavoda Sidre Tara Birashi. The Kasa Rashi, the Shmuel Amari Bargasha Klau, who dwarf to Muamhe. Shrebehedyar Mushmuel Achatargish. So, how can you just reread Shmuel? Ravashi is five generations later, or more. Ravashi is much later. And how could you just reread the explicit statement of Shmuel? So what did Rashi mean? Shmuel lo ayri bar gasha klal. The kavanas Rashi pashit. Demifareish derev Ashi lo nichale letaretz kidemetaretz hashas. The hada amr Shmuel tahora haynu midaraisa. Aval mode de tmeya midarabana. So Rav Ashi didn't want to understand in Shmuel that Tahora means Mina Torah, but she's Tmeya de Rabbanan. The Lishna of the Shmuel, the Amr Tahora, Vade Mashma, Afila Mida Rabbanan. So in that case of Karka Olam, it sounds like the woman's going to be Tahora Lagamri. The Lachain Sphere Leila Rav Ashi, the Inachanami, the Tahora Afila Mida Rabbanan Gamar, which is how Tosa understood. That what's unique about Karka Olam is that there, because it's Aldarvish Eina Makabal Tuma, she's going to be Tahora, even Midrabana. Amna. Alzeh Kasha Kushas Hashas Mibraisa, Da'al Bisara, Umeiro Akesem. But even if you understand it that way, what are you going to do with the Kashas the Gemara asked on the bottom of Ninzayinam and Beis? Aroa Kesem Al Bisara Kenega Beis Torfa. Tmeya, even without Hargasha. Al Karcha, the Shmuel lo asi klal ashmin and dinze, divina and Hargasha midaraisa. That's not Shmuel's interest. That's not what he's coming to tell you. Shizaya yadua lakula, midrashim mikubel asakol, below tzarach Shmuel ashmin and dinze. So Shmuel didn't need to be, Shmuel wasn't going to be mechadesh, a drasha daraisa of Asha Targish Mibisara. Because that, if that's a drasha, that preceded Shmuel. Alahachi kamer Shmuel. Badkar karka olam tahora. Shenemar bibisara achetargish. Rasalomar. Sharei midaraisa ena tmeya ela achetargish. So mina Torah, you need argasha. Rachachachang and gazu alksamim. Chama came along and said that there is tumma derabanan even alksam without argasha. The hacha. Kame chihi karka darish ena makabal tumma. Tahora afila midrabanan. This feel like Rem Nechemya. V'zeh shakas of Rashi, lo mishum hargasha, lo ayri bargasha. So what does Rashi mean, that lo ayri bargasha klal? But salomar, she'en kavana Shmuel ash me'inan din hargasha. Shmuel's not coming to tell us his din. It doesn't mean Shmuel disagrees with the din, but that's not what Shmuel's coming to teach us. Zizai yadu l'kula. Rakshinosin tam lama tahora afila midarabana. Behindu kevin de midaraisa vina hargasha. Lo gazir al darish ena makabal tumma. That since Minotaur, you need Hargasha. It's true that Midrabanan, and even without Hargasha, she's Tmeya, but they didn't extend that Dindarabanan to certain situations, including Eina Mekabel Tuma. Umasha Kasir Rashi Klal Hanach Tiyufta, Enkavanazal Kol Kushya Shehiksha Shas. It doesn't mean he's going back to the three Tashmas, just the last two Kashas from Al-Basar Meiro Kasem. Azakas Rashi, Delo Kasha Hanach Tiyufta, Delo Kasha Klal Hanach Kushyos. Aladib Emes Gamler Rashi Bevadis for Leila Shmuel Tama. The Hargasha. So when Rashi says Shmuel Ayir Bargasha Klal, doesn't mean that Shmuel didn't agree with the din of Hargasha. It means that that wasn't Shmuel's point. That the drasha of Asher Targit Shmibasara presumably predated Shmuel. Shmuel is coming to tell you that the application, there are certain situations where even Midrabanan, it's true that in general a woman's going to be Tumeya Midrabanan even that Hargasha. But there are certain Kulas Ksamim, like Enim Makabal Tuma, where she's going to be Tahora even the Rabbanan. And that's what Shmuel is coming to tell us. And that is what Rashi meant. Kol hanach tiyufta lav kushin, in just the last two kashas on the bottom in Zion Rebeis, they're not all the tashmas before. And there's no rejection of Shmuel's din in principle. So that is the Chachmas Adam's read of Shmuel O'Ari Bagasha Klau. And then Rashi isn't fundamentally different than Tosfos in terms of the Mahalich Hagamar. Okay. So what still remains to be explained then, if you're going to accept the Chachmas Adam, the Aruch HaShulchan's reading of Rashi, that it's not a total rejection of Shmuel, that you don't take Shmuel or Ayir Bargasha Klal literally. So what about the other Rashis that the Siddur Torah quoted that sound like there's no need for Hagasha to make a woman Tmeya min HaTorah as long as you have Dam min HaMakor, like the Rashi on Samach Beis Amin Beis Midaraisa Ad Shatir Bibisara. What about Hagasha? Or the Rashi on Nun Beis, that was Mashma, that a woman's going to be Tmeya even if she has Dam min HaMakor below Hagasha. So what do you do with those Rashis? The Mereshith Moshe in Simon Pei suggests that maybe to understand the sum total of Rashis, if you don't accept the Sidrei Tara, that even if there is a Xeris HaKasov that you require Hagasha, even if there is a Xeris HaKasov, that you require Hargasha. And even if you know that there's Dam and Makor without Hargasha min HaTorah, she's going to be Tahora. But maybe you can expand the definition of Hargasha. So without jumping the gun on what the definition of Hargasha is, the Aruch HaShulchan in R. Simon, Sifkatan, and Zion, one of the possibilities to understand the word Hargasha, he explains Hargasha as Yediyah, knowledge. He quotes the Gemara Megillah Tezvav, Marasa Esther Shizinas Haman. Why did Esther invite Haman to the party? Ula Yargish Hamakom V'yasa Lanu Nes. And maybe Kadosh Baruch Hu will be Margish. What does Margish mean? Doesn't mean sensation. It means yediyah, that Kadosh Baruch Hu will have whatever that means to ascribe a yediyah to Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the implication that there wasn't a yediyah before. But he says that Hargasha there means yediyah. He quotes also the Medrash Rabbah of Parshas Noach and Parshas Lech Lecha, Be'etzam Yom Hazeh. So why was Avram Nimel Be'etzam Yom Hazeh? Kidei sheyedu hakol. That everybody should know what was going on. And then the Medr says, Misha Margish V'yodeya V'ein Ritzona B'kach Yimcha. That if a person has a Hargasha and a Yediya and he wants to protest, then let him come protest. So there also, he says, Hargasha Yediya seem to be interchangeable. But maybe Hargasha means a a yediyah. So Meresh as Moshe says, so maybe you would have an expansive definition of hargasha that if you have a firm yediyah that there's dam in a makor, maybe that's considered a hargasha also. He quotes a base mayor that that seems to say that the base mayor kuf peches on seif dalit. So that's his suggestion, how maybe according to Rashi you can have your cake and eat it too, that you do require hargasha, but you could have a more expanded definition of hargasha, which again, as we'll see, doesn't really fit into the classic definitions of hargasha and Rishonim and Poskim. But he suggests maybe to have an expanded definition of hargasha, that even if you don't have an actual sensation, but if there's a firm yediyah that the dam is in a makor, that would be considered a sufficient hargasha. Okay, take that or leave it. If you want to take a look, the Meresh Moshe has a piece in on this sugya. The bottom line, most poskim assume that in order to become a nida d'oraisa, you have to have a real hargasha, even if you know that dam is min ha-makor, as are the Rov Rishonim that we started with, the Ramban, and the Rashba, and the Rambam, and depending on how you understand Rashi, maybe Rashi as well. So if that's the case, then even if you have a Re'iyah, and even if you know that the dam is min ha-makor, but there's no hargasha, then potentially you could invoke the kulos of tzame. That's what the Rav Shlomo Eger says in the side of Shulchan Aruch here. Dibra Maskel V'Husha Targish. He writes, V'Husha Targish Mitziyaso. Even if you know for a fact that the dam came out of her body, came in a makor, tahora midaraisa, she's still tahora min haTorah, kol shelo hergisha, as long as there's no hargasha. The nafkamina leinyan kabbalas hatshuva imba baileleha. The nafkamina that you have to know whether you violate an issa deraisa and issa derabanan for tshuva. Okay, but that's what Shlomo Eger writes over here, that absent a hargasha, even if you know for a fact that the dam is min ha-makor, she's only going to be a nida derabanan, not min ha-torah. So focus for a moment on the lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber writes, isha sheyatza dam mi makora vein ba'ones bein beratzon temeya v'hu shetargish bitziyaso. So the woman is going to be a nida as long as she has hargasha. So the mechaber is telling us what the halacha is. So why does the mechaber say v'husha targish b'tziyasa? The bottom line, the woman's going to be a nida anyway, albeit the rabbanon, even without hargasha. So the point of the mechaber isn't to tell us dinam d'oraisa versus dinam d'rabbanan. The mechaber should be telling us halacha l'maisa. So halacha l'maisa, the women should be tameya, should be considered anida, even if there's no hargasha. At least be d'rabbanan. Right, that's a story that Rav Schechter tells. It's also in the biography of Rav Chaim, the Rabbi Meller biography, that when Reb Chaim was concerned that the Brisker Rav might be drafted to the army, they learned the Hilchos Shabbos from the Rambam in order to have a better understanding of what's a din d'oraisa, what's a din d'rabbanan, to know if you're in a situation that you have to mechal Shabbos, so better to only violate a d'rabbanan than a d'oraisa, because that's how the Rambam operates. But that's not how Shulchan Aruch operates. In Shulchan Aruch, you expect the bottom line. We're not focused on what's d'oraisa, what's d'rabbanan. So the Shach is implicitly bothered by this problem. Take a look at the shachs of Katan Beis. V'husha targish, haynu midaraisa, aval midarabanan, temeya, af bishalo hergisha. So, in a chanami, or lav dafka, but this is only a din daraisa, but in a chanami, a midarabanan, she's going to be temeya, even without hargasha. However, take a look at the Torah Hashlamim. Taras HaShlamim is written by the author of the Minchas Yaakov, who's also the author of the Tshuvas Shvus Yaakov. Sometimes the Taras HaShlamim is referred to as the Minchas Yaakov instead. So the Taras HaShlamim writes here in Sifkatan Aleph, V'hushe targesh mitziyaso, afa gav de mizbar l'kaman mizimu kubsadi, the afa gav de lo hirgisha rak bekesem ba'alma al gufa al chaluka t'meya, haina kashir gadol kegris v'od. V'amechaber de ba'al lomar shi t'meya, afila betiba stam kechardol, al karcha kasa bestam, v'hu shetargish. So says the Taras HaShlamim, the Mechaber is actually dafka. Because even though it's true that a woman is a nida derabanan even without hargasha, but you still have the right to invoke kulas ksamim. And one of the kulas ksamim is that a kesem is only mitama if it's more than a kegris v'od. If the kesem is less than the size of a kegris v'od, as we'll see, the woman is going to be tahora even midrabana. So, dafk in this context, where the Mechaber writes, afilu l'orasa elatibas dam kechardal, Yosheves alav shivinakiyim, the Taras HaShlamim says that's only true if there's hargasha. Because if there's no hargasha, then we're talking about nida derabanan, and nida derabanan is only relevant if it's more than a shir kegris v'od. The Taras HaShlamim is saying that even if you know that the dam is min makor, if there's no hargasha, you're still able to invoke the kulas ksamim of pachos mikagris v'od. Right? So you know for a fact that it's bamigufa, but there's no hargasha. She's going to be tahora if it's less than a kagris v'od. And the Shlomo Eger argues on that. And the Gilya Marsha, the af bepachos mi kegris, came in the yodas sheyatsa mi gufa, yesh bo mishum kesem. That no, that if you know for a fact that it's minima kor, it's still going to be Timea. Dashir Raklahosi Misavik Macholas. The reason, as we'll see, that a Kesem Pachos Mikigris V'od is Tahor is because you could be told on a Macholas. Maybe that was a crushed bug and not Minimakor. But if you know for a fact that it's Minimakor, then you have no right to rely on Kulas Ksam. There's no possibility of Tola B'Macholas. So when we get to that topic of Pachos Mikigris, we'll see that itself is a machlokes, whether the Tliya on Pachos Mikigris V'oz was formulated as a low plug, or is it only when you can reasonably be told on a macholes? But in our context over here, this is a machlokes on the page between Shlomo Eger and the Taras HaShlamim, do you have the right to say that even if you know the Daman is Min HaMakor, but if it's Shalom B'Hargasha, then you can be mekel if it's pachos mikigris v'od. Meaning, as the Bade Yishochan explains, so let's say you have a beged, you check the beged beforehand, and there's definitely nothing on it, and now she sees something on it below hargasha. So there's no way that the dam came from anywhere else but min hamakor, but it's shaloba hargasha, and it's pachos mikigris. So are you allowed to be mekel? Are you allowed to be mako if it's pachos mikigris to say that the woman is tahora, even midrabanan, as regular kulas ksamim? So that's the Torah Hashlamim's understanding of the Mechaber, why the Mechaber Dafka says, Usha Targish Shbitziah. So it's not Lab Dafka like the Shach, but he thinks that there actually is a Nafkamina, absent Hargasha. If you have Pachos Mikigris Va'od, you could be Mekel, even if it's Vadim Yabasara, and Shlomo Eger argues. Yeah, Mayor.
What did the Badei HaShulchan add?
Just what the tzir is. That what's the case where you know for sure that it came to Gufa? So you have a baguette. You looked at it a minute ago. It was clean. And now you put it on. You take it off a minute later and there's dam. So there's no way that it came anywhere but Migufa. But there's no Hargasha and there's Pachos Migigris. So do you have the right to rely on Kulos Tzomim? So that's this Machlokas Shlom Le'eger and the Torah Sashlom. How do we assume Lahalacha on that Shaila? So Rav Avadya in Perek Aleph Os Gimel quotes many Achronim who are Mekel. Rav Moshe is Mekel Chela Gimel Yaredeya Simin Mem Vav Os Beis. Chela Gimel Simin Mem Vav Os Beis. And that's Rabbi Willig's orientation, Lakula as well, Lahalacha. I saw contrary indications about Rav Yashiv's opinion. In the Mishmeres Satara, Rabbi Karp, Perek Aleph, Ha'arazayin, he quotes that Rav Yashiv was machmir if there aren't other tzirufim Lahakel. So if there are no other tzad in Lahakel, so he quotes Rav Yashiv as machmir that if you have pachos mikigris without hargasha, even if you know it's vadei migufa, you have to be machmir. And that seems to be the position of Minchas Yitzchak as well. Chelek vav simen pei gimel, chelek vav simen pei gimel. Dayan Weiss wrote that if you have other tzeirufim, you could be Mekel, but he wasn't willing to be Mekel alone. So that is Rabbi Karp's citation of Rav Yashiv. Rabbi Morgenstern in Pische Das, Perek Aleph, footnote 25, quotes that Rav Yashiv was Mekel without qualification. Rabbi Forst in his Sefer writes that there's no clear Hachra, and Rabbi Forsheimer in the Pritara, Rabbi Forsheimer from Lakewood, is Machmir. Okay. I think we'll stop here for today. And on Wednesday, Mirza Hashem will talk about the definition of Hargasha.